This is a recast of the 1900-word piece, All You Need to Know About Koi. Midwest Pond Features from Midwest Pond Features. This article is about understanding the history of koi, how to choose the right koi for a pond, and how to maintain good water quality for koi. Let's listen in.
As you may know, koi have been bred for centuries. They are beautiful fish known for their bright colors and peaceful demeanor. If you're looking to add tranquility to your backyard, a koi pond may be just what you need.
But before you jump in, there are a few things to consider. Building and maintaining a koi pond is no small feat. You need to understand water quality testing, regular maintenance tasks, and health issues.
That's why we're here. Let's take a look at the history of koi.
Koi, known as Nishiki Goi, were first bred in Japan over 200 years ago. In the beginning, they were a good source of meat, but people eventually started appreciating their vibrant colors and patterns. Today, they are famous for their ornamental value and are popular among pond enthusiasts around the world.
It's also important to note the difference between koi and goldfish. Koi are larger and have streamlined bodies, while goldfish tend to be rounder. Koi also have more diverse colors and patterns than goldfish and are more docile in behavior.
When building your koi pond, the size is important. The pond should be at least 1,000 gallons to give your koi plenty of space to swim. A good rule of thumb is 100 gallons of water per adult koi. You will also need components like a water pump, filter, skimmer basket, and biological filtration components like beneficial bacteria to keep the water clean.
For those who want to add a UV sterilizer, it can help control bacteria and algae growth in the pond.
So what types of koi are available? There are many different varieties, each with their own colors and patterns. Kohaku is one of the most traditional, with white body and red markings. Sanka is similar, but with three colors, white, red, and black, which is often seen as a symbol of good luck in Japan.
Showa is a black koi with red and white markings, while Ogon is a solid-colored koi with a metallic shine available in gold, platinum, and orange. Lastly, there's Asagi, which is a blue koi with red and orange undervalley markings that has graceful movements, making it popular among those who want an elegant look in their pond.
Ultimately, the best koi for your pond will depend on your preferences and the specific conditions of your pond. That's why it's important to do your research before investing in any fish. With proper care, your koi pond can be a long-term source of beauty and tranquility for years to come.
So now that we have a better understanding of the different types of koi and how to choose the right one for your pond, let's dive into the importance of maintaining good water quality.
Feike is one of the most important water quality parameters to consider when caring for your koi. Koi prefer a pH between 7 and 8. To ensure the water quality of your pond remains within this range, you should perform water quality testing regularly to check the pH, ammonia, nitrite, and nitrate levels.
You should also perform regular water quality tasks like changing the water, cleaning your filter, and removing dead leaves and debris from your pond. If you need extra help maintaining good water quality, it's best to consult a professional pond builder or koi consultant.
Next is the importance of regular care and maintenance tasks. Feed your fish koi food specifically formulated for koi and make sure to avoid overfeeding. Remember to perform regular water quality testing as mentioned before and yearly tasks like cleaning your filter, removing debris from your pond, and checking your water pump and equipment.
Also, if you have a container pond, you should change the water regularly to prevent poor water quality. Additionally, keep an eye on your fish's behavior and note any changes, as this can be an early sign of health problems.
Now let's take a look at some common health issues that can affect koi. Bacterial infections, parasites like flukes or ick, poor water quality, size age related issues, gasping for air at water's surface, fins clamped, discolored or cloudy eyes, sluggish behavior, and loss of appetite can all be signs that something's wrong with your fish's health.
And lastly, let's talk about Brian Connolly's PHG method for maintaining good water quality in koi ponds. This involves regularly checking the pH, ammonia, nitrite, and nitrate levels in your pond, as well as performing regular tasks like changing the water, cleaning your filter, and removing debris from your pond. Additionally, you should monitor your fish's behavior and note any changes, as this can indicate health problems early on. And if you need extra help maintaining good water quality in your koi pond, it is best to consult a professional pond builder or koi consultant.
Finally, we answered a few FAQs about koi care, such as how often you should test the water quality in your koi pond and whether koi and goldfish can be kept together in the same pond.
Achieving good water quality is essential for the health and well-being of your koi, so remember to monitor your fish closely, monitor water quality regularly, and perform routine maintenance tasks to keep your pond in shape. With love and care, your koi can live for many years and provide endless joy and tranquility.